This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin.
Fans of Bitcoin tout the digital currency is secure, anonymous, and efficient, but wildly fluctuating exchange rates and charges recently in an alleged Bitcoin Ponzi scheme in North Texas have put a spotlight on Bitcoin's risks.
Tyler Moore is an assistant professor of computer science and engineering at Southern Methodist University, and he joins me now for a glimpse behind the cryptocurrency curtain. Tyler Moore, thanks for being here.
Glad to be here.
What is Bitcoin? And in layman's terms, if you can, how is it a cryptocurrency?
Bitcoin is a currency, just like dollars or euros or pounds, but it's completely digital, so there's no paper equivalent. To do that, you need to have some rules in place so that people can't willy-nilly copy the bits and steal each other's Bitcoin. So that's where the crypto comes in. You have some cryptography to protect against double spending and sort of enforce the rules of the system.
Since this is a digital currency that you can't hold or put in your pocket, how do you acquire Bitcoin?
So there's two main ways. The more esoteric way is to mine Bitcoins. But if you're new to Bitcoin, the most common way is to go to a currency exchange, just like you would when you're entering a new country. You go to the airport, go to the exchange, and provide your dollars and get whatever currency you'd like. You can go to an online currency exchange and pay your dollars and whatever the current market rate is. They'll give you the equivalent in Bitcoin.
Bitcoin isn't backed by any bank or regulator, so where does it derive its value from?
It's like any other digital commodity in that it finds its value in the people who use it, which is one reason why we see these huge fluctuations, and that there can be wildly differing demands for the currency at a given time.
Recently, a McKinney man was charged with running a Ponzi scheme involving 7% of all Bitcoin in circulation. How'd that happen?
The way the scheme worked was like any Ponzi scheme. And what he did is what any Ponzi scheme operator does, in that he takes the incoming investments from new customers and pays it out to the existing customers. So he's able for a while, just like Bernie Madoff, to always pay out these nice interest rates to the early adopters. And those early adopters then tell all their friends about how great it is. And so more people keep investing money. And this keeps going until the bottom falls out, as it inevitably does.
Some have argued that Bitcoin itself is a Ponzi scheme.
I think people can argue that many things are Ponzi schemes because at a fundamental level, you do require some confidence in an institution. Bitcoin's ultimate value depends upon the confidence of its continued operation. But it's not a Ponzi scheme in the sense that you're not following the classic markers of a Ponzi scheme where you have new investments that come in that you then pay out to the existing investors.
Texas this year became the first state to issue guidelines for digital currencies. Governor-elect Greg Abbott accepted Bitcoin for his campaign, and even the Texas Alcoholic Beverage Commission approved the use of Bitcoin to buy booze. Why do you think Texas seems to be such a hotbed for digital currency?
Well, I think Texans embrace new technologies is one. I think the other side, and why you see more general interest among the business community in Bitcoin, is they see an opportunity for more efficient payments. The credit card payments right now take 2-3% of every transaction, and remittances, money transfers are also quite considerable. So there's a real opportunity for a virtual currency to come in and offer a more competitive rate.
Tyler Moore is an assistant professor of computer science and engineering at SMU. Thanks for joining me.
Glad to be here. Thanks.